The director of the investigations of Judicial Watch says that a release of new documents seems to show that the Secret Service has prioritized woke policies and DEI programs over its core security mission. Here's One America's John Hines with more from Washington.
In the aftermath of the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, newly released Secret Service records obtained by the watchdog group Judicial Watch seem to raise questions about whether or not the U.S. Secret Service was prioritizing policies like diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, over its core mission of guarding current and former presidents and their families. And with us is Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations at Judicial Watch. Mr. Farrell, what do these 311 pages of documents from the Secret Service seem to show?
They document that the Secret Service, rather than being a merit-based organization, is involved instead in really radical experimentation in failed Communist Party, you know, struggle session techniques. Look, this is a law enforcement organization with a life or death mission, and rather than focusing on the merit and the conduct of the agents themselves and the life or limb threshold that they operate on, they're wasting millions of dollars and untold man hours playing bizarre socialist patty cake games to make people feel good about themselves. It's nonsense. It's a failed, ridiculous ideology that has nothing to do with the mission of the organization to protect lives.
So what you seem to be saying is that this wokeness sort of attitude seems to have crept into the Secret Service a little bit here. In fact, I think there's a quote.
Not even a little bit. It's extraordinary. And they've even carved out quotas. They say that 12% of all Secret Service employees have got to be designated or have to come from a pool of persons operating with disabilities. I mean, first of all, how do you get to the number 12? Why not 15? Why not 23? It's a ridiculous standard, and it has nothing to do with protecting the president and other dignitaries or countering counterfeit operations. And those are the two missions of the Secret Service. It's merit-based. It's not based upon how you feel about it. It's based upon whether you can actually do the job or not.
I think there's also a document which says, quote, diversity and inclusion is not just talked about, but demonstrated by all employees through, quote, every action, every day, and it's in bold. And I think it says here, according to your press release, says emphasis is in the original. So every action, every day is emphasized. What is your takeaway about what that means? Every action, every day, diversity, equity, inclusion.
Yeah, this is a failed radical ideology. I encourage your viewers to go do a little research and look at communist Chinese struggle sessions, what that is, what that meant. And this was indoctrination and propagandistic activities by the Central Party to weed out and to promote and to punish various persons based on their ideology and whether they subscribe to this bankrupt system of thought. And that entire process has been adopted and incorporated into the Secret Service and into many other government agencies. It has nothing to do with merit, whether you perform your job well or not, whether you're the best or the worst, whether you're actually qualified or not. That is irrelevant under their thinking. They instead have adopted this very divisive socialistic program, which undercuts the foundation principles of our country.
Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations at Judicial Watch, thank you for speaking with us on One America News, sir. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks very much.